The Pat Kenny Show
on News Talk with Mastercard.
Whether you're busy doing the school run or coming home from a long day's work, cooking dinner can be the last thing that you really want to do. So, how can we make cooking a bit more enjoyable and, not alone that, easier on ourselves? Well, the head chef at the Marker Hotel, Gareth Mullins, is with me in studio and he's got the solution. Gareth, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. How's it going?
It's going very well. We're talking about easy recipes, things that don't stress you out and that you don't have to be Gareth Mullins to cook.
Well, that's hopefully what we're talking about.
So, let's talk about beef mince and how versatile it is.
Yeah, I suppose one of the points that I wanted to try and get across is that, like, I work in a busy job, but I also am at home 2 days a week and I have a couple of kids and my wife is at home as well, and we really need to try and balance out our food for the week. So, generally on a Monday, I'm generally off on a Monday, and that's the day that I try and make three or four dishes out of one mince recipe. So you make a basic lasagna. So most people, when they go to buy mince, they'll buy 400 grams, half a kilo. I'm saying maybe buy 3 kilos and make a bigger batch of bolognese. And then that bolognese can very easily turn into lasagna. It can turn into shepherd's pie. It can turn into a chili. Traditionally, when you'd make a chili, for example, you'd start off by sautéing the onions and you'd add in your smoked paprika, your chili, your garlic, your ginger, coriander. If you think about that, when you start to make a bolognese, you add in your onions and your garlic and you don't add the spices. So what I'm saying is make a bigger batch of bolognese, and then at the end, then in a separate pot, saute off your garlic, your chili, your smoked paprika, your coriander, and add some of the finished bolognese sauce into that. And then you've got two dishes, and then maybe a tin of kidney beans. So that can quite easily go into a Tupperware and go into the freezer.
So you do it all on the one day. So for example, you've got your mince cooked. So yeah, that becomes the basis for your shepherd's pie.
Yeah, exactly. So, and not even just your mince cooked. So you saute off your mince in a really hot pan, get some colour on there, take it out, then add in your... We're going to put these recipes up on the website.
Yeah, so they don't have to get a pen and paper. They can actually check them out.
So when you're finished with your bolognese sauce, which all of us know is like a tomato-based mince sauce, then I'm saying if you wanted to split that into three batches, leave one batch as bolognese. The next batch you can turn into shepherd's pie. To do that, you just need to add in some frozen peas, plenty of Worcestershire sauce, and maybe a handful of chopped parsley. That goes into an earthenware dish, and then top it with some creamy mashed potato. So that's the dinner for Tuesday. Now, some people may not want to eat mince 3 or 4 times a week, so that's where your freezer, I think, is going to be key to this.
And then the chili, you can use it with rice or whatever.
Yeah, or even like burritos, if you cook off some Mexican rice and put it into wraps. I know my kids really like that.
Yeah. Again, baked potato with chili on top.
Delicious.
Great.
And then finish it with some nice cheese. And I think it's about trying to... I constantly try and talk about cooking for kids on this, because there's a lot of talk at the moment going around about healthy food and what's healthy. And for me, healthy food is cooking at home, unprocessed food, as many times a week as your time.
For vegetarians, can you do lentil kind of substitute?
Yeah, well, you can do exactly the same thing, except exactly replace it with lentils or mung beans or... Yeah. You know, chickpeas.
Okay, tray bakes. What are we talking about?
Tray bakes is where you're going to try and go at your dinner on one tray. So you need to think about your vegetables. So I think I've put a recipe up there for us. So it's roast salmon with peppers, aubergines, courgettes, olive and onions. So cut up your peppers, your aubergine, your courgettes and your onions. Put them into the bowl. Dress them with some good olive oil, some pick thyme and some salt and pepper. And put them out sparsely onto a tray. So maybe take the grill part off your grill tray, put it into an oven at 180 for 10 minutes. What we're trying to do here is get the cooking process started and get the veg to caramelise a little bit. Then you take it out, lay maybe pieces of salmon or pieces of sea bass or some pork chops even. Again, a little bit more olive oil, plenty of salt and pepper, back into the oven for a piece of salmon, 10 minutes, and then it's done, it's ready.
And
so straight to the table in 20 minutes.
Beef with Guinness pie.
One of my favourite things to cook. Again, if I'm making beef and Guinness pie, I won't make it on the day that I'm going to eat it. Because it takes, like if you're using a piece of brisket or if you're using beef cheeks or any type of stew and beef, you really want to allow that beef to cook for 2 or 3 hours so it's nice and tender. So on a night that I'm making beef and Guinness pie, I'll probably do something like a piece of grilled fish with a salad. So that's the quick part.
It's very simple to do.
Yeah, very simple. And then also you can just leave your beef and Guinness casserole on the stove while you're sitting watching, whenever you're watching TV or whatever you do, just very gently baking away. I have a recipe up online, but it's basically beef cheeks, some carrots, onions, garlic, celery, sautéed off, a little bit of flour, some tinned tomatoes, obviously the star of the show, the Guinness or any type of deep ale, and then it's cooked for 2 or 3 hours till the beef is tender.
And you'd serve that with mashed potato or champ. Yeah, what's champ?
Champ mash is something that I think us Irish people are very proud of. So it's just sautéed spring onions and a little bit of butter with some parsley, and then you fold in your potatoes and then plenty of cream and butter. Its close cousin is called Cannon. So instead of using the spring onions, I would saute off some finely chopped cabbage, and exactly the same thing.
Yeah, and you've a few chef's tips, like get the butcher to do some of the heavy lifting for you on the beef.
Yeah, so and when you're saying to your butcher, I mean, you don't want meat that's particularly lean, but you don't want it with lots of sinew. Sinew just won't get softer as you cook it, where fat would render down, obviously. Go into your butcher and ask them to maybe chop up some beef cheeks or some brisket, and I think you'll get a lot more flavour into your stew if you use these type of cuts.
Beer battered cod with chunky chips.
This is something, I suppose, this is not part of our healthy eating, but it's certainly a treat to have at home. Some really good cod or haddock, or you could use hake. Take the skin off. To make a batter, you want equal parts flour and corn flour, like 150 grams of flour, 150 grams of corn flour, a teaspoon of baking powder. And then this is the bit where I think some people might fall down. I like to use beer in this, but make sure the beer is really, really cold and the batter is really cold. And then you just put your skinned fish into some flour, into your batter, and then carefully into your deep fryer at 180 degrees.
Okay, as someone said, I do exactly as Gareth suggests, but I use corn mince instead of beef mince, sometimes lentils or chickpeas. We're told to cut back on salt, but every time we see a cookery program, the chef used loads of salt.
Yeah, I mean, salt is what wakens up your tongue to be able to pick up flavour. And I suppose it's about I like to use plenty of spices and herbs in my cookery, which also brings flavour into things, which will help you add a little bit less salt.
A final one here. Can you ask your chef about substitutes for tomato-based sauces? My partner recently got clear braces and was warned off tomato sauces as they stain, and curry is also off the menu for the moment. No substitute really for tomatoes.
Well, I mean, you can use different types of vegetables. If you just want to make like a ratatouille, so if you use aubergine, onions, peppers, and just leave the tomato out.
Okay, and another final question. Yep. Please ask your chef how to increase the flavour of beef and Guinness casserole that has been cooked and frozen in portions, because it's lacking flavour and zing.
It's probably just lacking a little bit of seasoning, I'd imagine.
That's
so just plenty of salt and pepper, and maybe some chopped rosemary, some thyme, some parsley, and then bring it up to the boil, add a couple of knobs of butter into the sauce. That'll make it a little bit richer for you. And then into a tray, cover it with your creamy mashed potato. Open the wine, ready.
We're all starving now. We're all starving. Gareth Mullins, who's head chef at the Marker Hotel in Dublin, thank you very much for joining us.